1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time's coming up on 752. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Meskers. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Waking up a little bit tired. I was at in Middletown for an Italian-American dinner fundraiser for scholarships.
All right, fantastic. Sounds good. Some good food, I'm sure, right?
Very good, very good. Nice night.
All right, well, this is the last time we'll get together before the end of the session. Tell us some of your thoughts as we get to the home stretch here and some bills that you're working on.
Yeah, you know, the themes remain the same. So overall, the biggest question, the outstanding question, is the negotiations on the budget. So that is not cleared up yet, to be honest with you. I'm looking and waiting for direction from the governor. The budgetary issue is very simple. It's going to be, what are we doing in terms of the rainy day fund, which now has about $1.9 billion. We picked up another $500 million in volatility income. And the question is, what do we need to cover potential budget deficits from the feds? So that's kind of, I don't have an answer to that yet, Tony. That's as much a lingering question for me as it is for my electorate. So what I do have going on is today I'm bringing out a trade commission, Puerto Rican Trade Commission, to foster trade relationships between the Commonwealth, the U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, and Connecticut, to encourage more business and academic exchanges. We've got, I think, Pratt Whitney, we've got Hinkle, and a couple of other Connecticut corporations that have big operations both in Connecticut and in Puerto Rico. I'm working on that. I'm bringing that out today. And today, finally, I've mentioned this two or three times, I think today we passed the regulations and bring out the statutes on the Transfer Act, which will be the transfer of commercial and residential properties, clearing up the language for remediation and trying to grow the economy. I think it's the most substantial act we're bringing out in the Assembly this year.
All right. We talked about that with the CBIA as well as with yourself. Now, this trade commission, who would be on it?
It's a standard trade commission. I actually joined the Ireland Trade Commission because one of my grandmothers is from Ireland. So it's a standardized trade commission. It's 23 members are appointed by the governor and the ranking members and the leadership, like Democratic and Republican leadership of the House and Senate. And I've inserted on the trade commissions, which I did last time with the Irish Trade Committee, which is meeting, I think, for the first time this year. I've inserted that a Commerce Committee member be on the commission, simply because if we're doing a trade commission, it doesn't make sense if the chamber doesn't have somebody from Commerce on it. So I was appointed to the Ireland Trade Commission. I don't know that I will seek appointment for another trade commission, but I do definitely want to have a member of the Commerce Committee on it so that we have both oversight, and we can capitalize on any trade ideas that come out from the commission.
Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, and you're also a member of the RTM, and vote on the budget is Monday night. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm very disappointed with the budget. The cuts seem totally unorganized and disrespectful of our Board of Ed. So the dollar cut on the budget has me of deep concern. We wrestled to bring in, an additional $12 million to the rebuilding of Central Middle School in state aid, right? We've done our best to try to increase the reimbursement rate on our school construction. We've tried to increase money for special ed. And to see that used as a pretext to reduce the town's support for public education disappoints me. You know, it's important that we support. There's a big article in the Greenwich Times today about a sports facility at Brunswick. Hats off, kudos to Brunswick on the sports facility. They're trying to get approval from planning and zoning. But there's a relentless improvement in the physical facilities and a relentless improvement in education in the private sector. And there seems to be an unwillingness to make the same investment in our public sector education. And that is disappointing to me.
All right. And there's a plant sale coming up Sunday's
yes.
Mother's Day. I know you recently lost your mother. I've lost my mother. But we get plant sale coming up in Old Greenwich.
Yeah, so the Old Greenwich Garden Club, which does so much of the beautification projects and does great work in Old Greenwich, has their annual plant sale, I think over by Harvest Church. They'll be doing it again there because I don't think they had the Civic Center ready or they could have booked it at that point. But they'll be having the plant sale. I believe they start at 8 or 9 on Saturday, and I'm encouraging everyone to come out and attend. They have new plants that are donated for sale, and they have members only. I know that they've come and scavenged my yard for a bunch of flowers and plants, and I'll be helping out in the morning at the Old Greenwich Plant Sale. And just a kudos to the Old Greenwich Garden Club and all they do there.
All right, and the chair of that club, our own master gardener, Char Barnes, will be joining me tomorrow morning to talk more about the plant sale. So,
yeah, she's an incredible advocate, and they do great work. I'm happy to give them any support I can.
All right, fantastic. As long as you've got the native plants, none of those invasive species, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, State Representative Meskers, thanks very much. And when we talk in June, we'll have a recap of the session, sounds like.
Exactly. Sounds like a great time, Tony. Thank you very much.
That is State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me on the second Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at 7:50, it will be State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich.